It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore.
I'm being treated like an uncle, Sean. Interns coming in here asking me about how I do radio, the differences between myself and John and Lance, and what I'm interested in and what they're interested in, how we talk about the same thing differently. I'm at a point where I'm being treated like an uncle. It's disconcerting, actually. Hey, cut that out. The interns who have been here since the morning, they did the John and Lance show. They're still here asking important questions. I will say, guys, since you're out there listening about questions being asked, you get today and tomorrow. At some point, you just become one of the guys, and we're not answering your questions anymore. You're just one of us at this point. You're new. We're open to you asking questions about this thing that you're interested in. But at some point, we're going to just treat you like we've known you for years. And if you come here and ask me a question, you may get the Michael Jordan response. F them kids. That's all. And now you know you're one of us. When I look at you and go, what are you doing in here? Now you know you're one of us. That's all. But today, and maybe tomorrow, ask away. But at some point, you're going to know. I got to stop walking in that studio. That's all. Because that's how it goes. At some point, you're doing podcasts, you're answering the phone, you're one of the family. And when you become one of the family, why are you acting brand new? Stop asking me questions. That's all. But let's say the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Until Friday.
Yeah, the rest of the week. Yeah. It might be a different Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, I'll walk whatever. You guys through anything you want to talk about because I get it. It's new. It's your first day, your first week. You got questions to ask. You want some answers.
After that.
But at some point, just get your ass in there. Cut up the podcast. All right? Get away from me. Shout out to Ethan and Avery for being very interested in this job. Let's get to Keith here. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. NFL question. Obviously, the last 24 hours, you know, Josh Jacobs seems to be in a little bit of hot water. With whatever he's got going on for the Packers. You know, he kind of, you know, trailed off at the end of last season. But, you know, if you're the Packers, you know, you need a running back. You know, if Josh Jacobs gets cut, if he gets cut or gets suspended, whatever, you know, they need a running back, you know, especially with the lack of, you know, kind of receivers that they have and whatnot. So, you know, if I'm the Packers, like, they're calling the Arizona Cardinals. They use the top pick on Jeremiah Love. They've got crazy running back depth for a team that's going to tank for Arch Manning potentially. They've got James Conner, the veteran. Trey Benson's still there. They even signed Tyler Allgeier from the Falcons, who's kind of been a backup his whole career. What are the Packers, you know, what are the Cardinals taking for any one of those three backup running backs in a trade? And does it just make too much sense for, you know, Tyler Allgeier to be the starting running back for the Green Bay Packers? What's the value? What can the Cardinals get from the Packers for one of these three running backs?
Oh, it's a lot of setup to ask about what the Packers are going to do. And
should the Packers trade for the Cardinals' third string running?
Could have been very. Like, I know you're giving me context,
which is needed with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, but sure, but I got it. I mean, I'm not a guy you met at the bar, Keith. I get it.
James Conner should be a starting running back.
Yeah, I guess a lot of lead up to simply ask me what's the value of one of those guys. Well, first, we don't know that Josh Jacobs will miss any time. A lot of times, despite how drastic these charges are, they'll just push it off to the end of the year. It happens quite a bit where, hey,
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, now where the NFL jumps in and goes, hey, there has been no finality as far as the legal system, so we're going to take part in this and say, hey, you're going to miss some time. They have been unwilling at times to do that, so appreciate the call. I just don't know that the Packers are going to have to even worry about it, honestly. What are the Packers' options as far as their roster is concerned? Because maybe they have a backup on the roster that where they don't need to call the Cardinals about a running back.
Yeah, I forgot.
Currently, Chris Brooks, who has floated around the league for quite a bit with the Packers, was with the Dolphins. He's their backup, Marshawn Lloyd, Pierre Strong. So not a lot of
great options behind them. James Conner, what's you got to ask since we're getting into this? What's his contract like?
Yeah, Conner, because Algier just signed.
They just signed. It's unlikely they would trade him away.
I also imagine there's some dead money.
Yeah, that they don't want to deal with. Yeah. James Conner signed a deal with them to return for 1 year, $3 million. Cap hit of just under five. Dead cap of 4.5.
Call them. For a fifth? You kidding me?
James Conner at 31 years old, how much does he have left? He's not going to be Josh Jacobs, but honestly, no one is at this point in the offseason.
Well, there's one guy that can still available.
Does he play football?
Joe Mixon.
I know who you're going with. I knew, but I just trying to figure out.
Joe Mixon is just out there. Yeah, I thought that's where Keith was saying. Joe Mixon. Even sign him.
Joe Mixon.
Sign him right now.
Even Keith won't delve into the cloudiness surrounding Joe Mixon. He doesn't know if Joe Mixon can play football anymore.
I mean, the running back is going to miss games due to a domestic violence incident. Sign Joe Mixon. See, boom, problem solved.
This is your Oklahoma hate just coming through again. I mean, it happened, but that's a long time ago. Long time ago. Look, NFL teams don't care about it. Why should you, Sean? They've proven they don't care about what happened.
Just saying. Joe Mixon. A starter on a playoff team. 2 years ago.
Who's been out of football for a year. So,
well, it was injured.
Well, mysteriously injured. We don't know. Well,
it's none of our business. I hope Brian Gutekunst asks.
It's the business of the team who would try to sign him.
Yeah, Brian Gutekunst.
Someone's going to ask. He's going to have an answer. Hey, he's got to have one.
What was the deal with Mixon last year? We're thinking about, you know, working him out, you know, OTAs, mini camps. You know, that's none of your business, Brian Gutekunst. Sorry.
Look, I'm fine with...
Do you even care? Do you care about Joe the man?
I'm fine with Nick or D'Amico giving that to Brian Gutekunst, because why am I giving you intel? You're the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Mixon may have to answer some questions and be open and honest about what the hell happened before some team signs him. It might help. Hey, what happened?
Yeah.
Although you think the league knows and it's just an open secret that no one wants to discuss.
But I feel like if it was an open secret, like there would be, at least
it would have got out there already,
or just like rumors that like
the rumor was
that are credible
there was a rumor that didn't have any credibility about you know a Plexico Burress situation. Yeah. That was the unsubstantiated, no fact based rumor that no one could verify, only because they were so mysterious about what actually happened. But I don't know. The people who do know aren't talking.
Yeah.
But if he ever wants to play football again, someone's going to have to get a real answer. And he might actually have to answer for it when he does a media availability at some point.
Yeah, not just to – he won't just have to answer to Brian Gutekunst.
Well, he won't have to worry about that because James Conner apparently is a future Packer. Or it won't be Tyler Algier, I imagine.
Yeah.
Not that the Cardinals should care that much about dead money.
How much for Jeremiah Love? How much would –
what a turn of events.
People would hate me as a GM.
Just a call. Hey, I know you just made this pick.
What would it take? Like,
what would it take to prize?
Just give me the price. I want to know.
Look, man, I seek information. What would it take to prize your recent draft pick?
I'm looking for the market, you know?
A top three pick that was
from
just drafted?
A month ago.
Yeah. How much would it take?
Again,
I don't think there is a price because you can't. No one would be able to agree on anything. We just drafted them top five. The Packers won't be in a position to draft top five.
That's
so you
fair.
Can't even match it.
You know what? That's fair, Monty Austin Fort. What about James Conner? that's how my call would go.
Someone tells the Cardinals GM, Brian Gutekunst is on the phone. You're thinking as that Cardinals GM, he's calling about one of your running backs that might be available. And you know what? You're right, actually.
Yeah.
But it's Jeremiah Love he leads off
just,
with.
Just want to know. Just want to know. I don't want to have an opportunity for trade for him, and I didn't ask, you know?
It's, well, Rob Plinko worked out for him.
Yeah, Rob Plinko's like.
No one thought Luka would have been available, and it turns what could Jeremiah Love have done since he was drafted to turn the Cardinals off? That would be that's a real question. What could he have done to lead the Cardinals going, you know what? Great player. People questioned why we would draft a running back this high. You know what? The people were right. Get him out the building.
Regional Arizona fast food. Culver, they just have a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. So
they have a Culver's and a Whataburger.
Maybe the topic that Keith brought up wasn't of real interest to us, but we made it interesting to us. I hope the Packers, as far as they're concerned, find their answer. But if you don't know, we haven't even really talked about what actually happened. Josh Jacobs was arrested and booked on charges of battery, which include domestic abuse, criminal damage to property, also disorderly conduct, and intimidation of a victim. Some of that included strangulation and suffocation, so very serious charges for Josh Jacobs. It remains an active investigation, according to Michael Rinkus, who is the chief of the Hobart Lawrence Police Department. That's in Wisconsin. And through his attorney, Josh Jacobs vehemently denies the allegations, and this matter is in the early stages of an investigation with important evidence that has not been made public. We ask for fairness and restraint while the judicial process takes its course. So Josh Jacobs denying the allegations, but very serious ones. And as you might imagine, the team said, as with all ongoing legal situations, they will withhold further comments. So that's where we stand there. Josh Jacobs, who, for the most part, I think, while Joe Mixon did have a past, Josh Jacobs did not have a past of anything like this. And this comes, and it's ugly if the allegations are true. But to be clear, he's saying they're not. And once more evidence comes out, he will be proven to be innocent. So we'll see where that goes. But the Packers, at this point, are in a holding pattern as far as their star running back. We'll see how it goes. All right, we'll go to break with that. But before I do that, I do want to remind people that while we've been giving away tickets to Messi versus, well, Lance just walked by and gave me the finger. That was rude. Unfortunate.
Uncalled for.
Particularly with the interns in the building.
Terrible example.
Always has been. It's just who he is.
Lance Zierlein, I am not a role model.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Not a professional, not a role model. In some ways, not a radio host. If you want to close the door, that's fine. As I was saying, we have been giving away tickets to Argentina versus Honduras the last couple days. Your chance to win those tickets may have come and gone, but you know what you can do? You can go to 26.com and get tickets, because it's in College Station, at Kyle Field, row to 26 is kind of the tagline. And if you want your chance to get tickets, go to 26.com. That's 20-6.com and find tickets to Argentina versus Honduras, June 6th in College Station. We're going to be talking a lot of World Cup. John and Lance are going to have Glenn Davis on every day during the World Cup to talk about the matchups. The U.S. team officially announced their team yesterday. Got some interesting comments from Coach Mauricio Pochettino and not telling the players in person that they didn't make the team. And as a person who has been told, hey, this isn't for you a couple times, like, hey, this job isn't for you anymore. I've been told that. I actually agree with him. Now, you've seen a former player in Hercules Gomez say the players deserve to be told as opposed to getting an email. I would much rather have an email than have to have an in-person sit down about why you're no longer a fit for the company. We'll hear from Mauricio Pochettino when we come back. So different ways to do things, but he explains why he didn't tell the players in person. But before we do any of that, I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to Aqueduct Plumbing Company if you got problems. They'll talk to you over the phone. So if you want to talk to a live person, they'll take care of you there. As I said, different ways to do things, but Aqueduct Plumbing Company is your plumbing company whenever you have a problem with plumbing. And they do other things besides plumbing. They can do a gas repipe for you. There's a spot I do where I talk about the fact that they can run a line right to your grill. So if you don't want to have to replace the propane over and over again, Aqueduct Plumbing Company will take care of you in that way as well. So from gas piping to repipes overall, like if you got an older home, there's a chance those pipes are degrading, and what that means is you're going to get things in your water that you don't want. You want to turn the tap on and get clean water because you cook with it, you clean with it, you do everything with it. It's your water. You don't want that water to be dirty, and Aqueduct Plumbing Company will take care of you. I mentioned the number. It's 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238 to get in touch with the people at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You also have a chance to get a free quote. You don't know what the problem is. You just know there is one that needs to be fixed. They will tell you what it'll cost without charging you for that assessment. You don't want to be charged for being told what the problem is. That sucks. They won't do that to you. That's why the people at Aqueduct Plumbing Company are Houston's premier repiping company. Big jobs, small jobs, they do it all. Just go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So while SEC coaches are doing their thing, college football coaches overall, meeting up, talking about the future of the conferences, that's going on in the Big 12 as far as basketball is concerned, too, and some news leaking out. The Big 12 wants to go to a 20-game conference schedule. Kelvin Sampson against it. Wants 18 regular season Big 12 games. Also, the Cougs are going to play Michigan, the defending national champions, in Detroit in a preseason exhibition. We're moving to that point in college basketball where games that used to be like behind closed doors are now just being broadcast because there's money to be made. So while this game looks like it won't count against the schedule, not part of RPI, isn't going to help as far as tournament seeding, you will get to see it in all likelihood because it's a way for both programs to make some money. And the Cougs are one of the premier programs in college basketball, so they're a draw. And Michigan, the defending national champion. So that's happening. So that came across my timeline, and right under it is video of the first training session for the U.S. men's national team. They have this new training center in Atlanta. So the 26 players have been named, and they're to their work as they try to get ready to have a successful summer in the World Cup. The announcement was made official yesterday, and their coach, Mauricio Pochettino, talked about the announcement. He got criticism from across U.S. soccer, whether it be former players or media, for not talking to the players personally about them not making the team. He's a former player. He's been fired before. Here's his explanation for why he didn't do this face-to-face or call the guys to tell him they weren't making the team.
Come on, that is... And that doesn't mean that we don't care about the... Because we care a lot, we don't want to say nothing to confuse the player, because if, like when I was sacked, no, in different clubs, no, in one was in Tottenham, no, and Daniel, the president say, I want to talk with you. What do you want to talk about me? If you sack me, you talk before to sack me, no, after when you made the decision, I nothing to say. I don't want to hear nothing. If I understand the player, they didn't make the roster, they don't want to hear me to say, oh, apologize, oh, what the hell. I care. Do you know why I care? Because during 2 weeks I didn't sleep. And today, still I cannot enjoy the 26 guys that are in front of me because I am thinking in prayer that are out. That is about to care. It's not to call. Because if I call, it's about myself. I say, oh, I call, I am very human about calling and then giving explanation. Come on, that is
BS is what he said. You know what? As I said, as a person who's been told this place isn't for you, and by this place, I mean this actual place. It's happened a couple
times.
This place. I'm not being, hey, generic. This place has told me, right now, this isn't for you. I am fine not being called in person and told. You know what? Different people like different ways of going about things. But for me, if you just want to say, hey, oh, we don't need to do this in person, you don't have to come in. That's fine. I would be okay. Now, this place isn't the World Cup. It isn't the thing that, well, sure, I've worked towards this, so it's very important to me. And for the players who didn't make the team, it's very important to them. And depending on how you interact, you may have wanted a conversation with the coach, the manager, to tell you that you didn't make the squad. Pochettino's the type of coach I'd like, the type of manager I'd like in soccer or regular life. You know what? An email's fine. I don't really need to have you sit down with me and explain the reasons why it didn't work out for me. I just know. Maybe he likely won't be around for the next cycle. But, you know, after the World Cup, have a conversation with everyone about what I can do. But at the moment, leave me alone. I got to get back to my club team, whether that be MLS or in Europe. I got a life that keeps moving. I don't need to be called in.
Yeah.
It just depends on who you are, but I'm with him. Like Jesse Marsh, who won at the U.S. job, who's a U.S. former U.S. player, now coaches Canada, said he sat down. I don't know if it was in direct response or someone asked him how he did it, but he was talking about how he talked to players and whether he could call them or leave a voicemail. He tried to get the message out. You know what? I guess the question is a voicemail any different than an email if you don't talk to the player in person?
Yeah.
If it's not like a rote email, like it all says the same thing.
A form.
Yeah, formed email. It just replaces one name with the other. As opposed to Diego Luna, that name's replaced with Tressman, but it all says the same thing. Okay. That's a little tough. But if it's an individualized email where you can tell it's personalized, I'd be like, you know what? That's enough. I don't need to have that conversation.
Yeah.
But other people might want it.
It also becomes like a different version of this because there's, what, 29 people that get cut or something like that.
Their provisional roster is like in the 50s, mid-50s.
Yeah, so like whatever. About as many people make the team also get cut, and it becomes unwielding that Pochettino has to either call them all into the office, a la Jesse Marsh, or has to call them all. It's like, well, at some point, you know, maybe an assistant coach can do some of this. And then you're basically having the same thing where Pochettino isn't telling them in person. And there's a hierarchy of, well, Pochettino told Diego Luna face-to-face, but he didn't tell, whatever, Brendan Aaronson's brother. He didn't tell him face-to-face. You know, it becomes like a different version of some people got the head man, you know, sitting down in the office. Other people got a phone call from, you know, whoever the assistant coaches.
Yeah, it's a lot to work out. It sure didn't help that the entire roster leaked. If it happened before they were ready to tell people, that's a problem too. That it came out before they were, that everything was officially official.
Before the email got sent.
Yeah, and the roster matches what actually happened. So the U.S. national team, the 26-man roster, ready to go.
Yep, and now we will read through all 26.
Not doing that. That's not how this show operates. if you aren't aware, what I did find funny is that much like any other sport, like if you think about the college football playoff, they'll have the coaches broadcast. We'll all have all these coaches sit down and they'll talk about the game as it's going on, particularly the final or the championship game. For the World Cup, three former U.S. national team coaches are going to get together to talk about the World Cup. It's Bradley, Arena, and Berhalter all sitting down. If that ain't the least appealing setup for me and maybe a lot of U.S. soccer fans.
Can't even get Klinsmann?
He's too important. He's probably going to be talking about the Germans, honestly.
Yeah.
But the fact that those three are going to sit down together. And look, Arena, most success. They made a quarterfinal in him when they beat Mexico and South Korea. So if a guy has to do it, it would be him, although his second go around, they miss the World Cup entirely. I think they fired Klinsmann and they brought in Arena to save them in 2018. They didn't make it. So he's got a recent, not that recent, but he's got a failure on him as well. I don't know that I want to hear the three guys I, for the better part of my adult life, been yelling at talk about soccer.
I think if you could swap out either Arena or Bradley for like a host that's willing to like needle them, because I want Berhalter Hayden. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want Berhalter a couple whiskeys deep, just being like, and here's another thing. I want the Berhalter. I got screwed over.
Well, Rob Stone will be the host. He ain't got that type of energy.
Yeah, we need someone who can push buttons. They need Nick Wright or something. Like they need soccer's Nick Wright.
Whoever that is. Whoever that might be. So is Berhalter, Arena, and Bob Bradley. It's going to be called Coach's Corner, and it'll be brought to us by FanDuel TV. So I'm out. Tell you right now, not for me. Because I may be upset enough about what's happening with the U.S. soccer team. And then I got to listen to these three guys talk about what's going wrong. Like, you couldn't fix it.
Yeah, that's part. I was thinking, like, maybe just a coach that wasn't a U.S. men's national team coach. Like, just bring in an authoritative voice of, like, I know they, here's Pep Guardiola.
Exactly. I was going to say him. I know they couldn't have planned for it because his recent announcement of walking away from Man City wasn't months in advance. But, you know, future potential national team coach Pep Guardiola is on the –
that's not a good use of Pep's talents and time. Like, it would be great for USMNT, but I'd want more for Guardiola.
Yeah, but we
– Don't come to us. Don't. We're good. I mean,
he's – the one thing he hasn't really done is lead a World Cup team.
Yeah, yeah.
And is Spain calling? Maybe they will. I
was going to say that Spain, Brazil, like there's 10 other nations.
Yeah, but how much are we willing to pay?
There we go.
Like, not that Pep needs the money. He may have grown fond of America through his through those tours that Man City goes through in the summer when they come over here and play a couple games. He may like America very much.
I love Arlington. I really love
whatever it is. Columbus really strikes a chord. I don't know. Whatever it might be. Let's not rule it out. Like, we found out that Klinsmann loved America, and he wound up managing here or being the coach here. Turns out Beckham in his trips over here became a fan of America. That's why he runs Inter Miami and all those things. So, of course, he played some soccer here as well. So you never know. If Pep loves it, maybe he loves a barbecue. Can't get that type of barbecue in England. Just saying. You don't know.
I you know what? I don't know.
I don't know what Pep likes. I didn't follow Man City's tours and what he did when they weren't playing soccer, getting ready for their upcoming year. He took a trip to Kansas City and fell in love. I know that's a sweet barbecue, so maybe Texas barbecue is more his thing.
Is that where
rule it out.
Where's USMNT HQ?
Now they have a new facility in Atlanta. That's where HQ is.
Okay, okay, that helps. That helps.
Pep loves Magic City. He loves Magic City. There it is. We found our inn.
Pep Guardiola scene with Lou Will.
He loves the wing. Lemon pepper wet. That's what Pep's into.
Yeah, yeah.
And now.
Lou Cornett crafting his blog post.
This is what you do. You find the most appealing things.
In Magic City.
Well, maybe not. Just the most appealing things about the country.
For
Pep. Just know what he likes and go, hey, barbecue changed Pep's world. And that's one of the cells.
Pep Guardiola.
I don't know how big wings are over
35 pounds heavier as
whatever it takes, man.
As the coach.
I don't know what Manchester is like as far as their wing game is concerned, but it ain't Atlanta.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it's Atlanta level.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a KFC, but that ain't what we're talking about here. So I think we pull out all the stops to try to get Pep here after this World Cup cycle's over. Whatever you want, man.
I say you try, but as you know, someone who is
a fan of international soccer.
Yeah, just I want what's best for the game. I think having Pep sidelined.
Don't put it like that. What's best
having to coach the 13th best nation in football?
Why wouldn't you think Pep turning this country into a real soccer power would be good for the game?
Because I don't think any one man can.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think it's a systemic change.
It is not simply on the thank you. It's not on the top. It's not simply the top of the heap where the problems are. Pochettino, whatever you think of him, whatever you think of his management style, he was brought here to be a mercenary for this cycle. Mm-hmm. He ain't the big problem with U.S. soccer. It goes deeper than that.
Yeah,
maybe they would hand the problem is. If I thought that would hand Pep the keys and go, hey, rip this thing down to the studs. We want this for – it's not just about the top. It's about you instilling what you want, what you believe U.S. soccer needs to become a world power. I'd be like, you know what? That's a good way for him to spend his time. Instead, it'll be, hey, you just stick to the upper levels and put a team together, and we'll see what we got in 4 years.
Here's Weston McKennie. Make him awesome.
Timothy Weah. Find a way for him not to call us evil. Go. that's not the way it should go, but that's likely the way it would go because, you know, people with power don't want to give it up, even if it's best.
Yes. I would like it because he's not one of the, like, five people that are eligible to have this job because of who they know. But
American soccer wants to be very insular when they've done really nothing on the world stage since 2002 to warrant that. Like, there's no reason they should be so willing to not to be against change. There's the evidence suggests you should be all about change.
Yeah, whatever.
And get out of the way to let it happen. But that's not going to happen. So we root on our club as they embark on, hopefully, is a long run.
Football's coming home, boys.
We're not allowed to say that.
It's staying home, boys. Oh, I'm sorry. Soccer's coming home, boys.
Yeah. Explain to the people. There has to be a difference.
Football.
You want to explain where that even comes from?
That's England, who hasn't won World Cup since like 1960 or whatever.
And they dare to say
that they own football.
Meanwhile,
every time they, I don't know, get close, every time they qualify for a World Cup, football's coming home. And for what, 70 years, they haven't quite nailed it.
Yeah, the French have won some since they've won. Yep. The Germans, like their historic rivals on multiple levels. Whether it be sports or other things, have won World Cups since the last time they won one, and they still will say it's coming home because at one point they decided soccer was something they wanted to invent. Meanwhile, that's the last time you owned it. Once you introduced it, everyone's like, you know what? We can be better at that than you are, and
now,
that's been the case.
2028 Olympics, when flag football gets started, that's when we can say flag football's coming home.
There will be no greater embarrassment. There will be no greater embarrassment if we shut the actual flag footballers out.
And we have like
because Lamar Jackson. we want our stars in it from the NFL, and they lose. It's worse than the 2004 Olympic team in basketball. Like, those guys were kicking NFL stars' asses in that exhibition, but that's not good for the sport. So Joe Burrow's going to play while his girlfriend doesn't appear because she can't, and then you lose to like Italy. F out of here. Well, we nearly lost them in baseball, so why not? All right, we'll go to break with that. We got a couple more seconds to go before we're out of here. You can call in. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're going to do a little thing here because there are two Thompson brothers up for an extension. The one who resides in Houston and the one who resides in Detroit. I don't have a twin brother. I know you're close. But if I knew that the league valued my contract far more than my, or really the position is about Asar Thompson, where his potential extension is like generational money less than his brother. I know who wins every battle going forward. We'll talk about that when we come back. As I said, if you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. And as I look, let's talk about what you can do this weekend. If you're interested, we just talked plenty of soccer. And if you want your chance to go to a World Cup match here in town, well, you got to be down with Michelob Ultra because they're providing you the opportunity. I mentioned what's happening on Friday. Well, we got opportunities for you on Saturday too. This thing is going through June 14th, but all you have to do is show up at an event and compete in an interactive soccer shootout for your chance to win. You win the event, you go home with a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup. So this Saturday from 11 to 2, you can go to McIntyre's in the Heights. You can go to Phoenix on Westheimer in Montrose, Velvet Oak Tavern in Upper Kirby. You got Sawyer Park Ice House in Spring. You got Kirby Ice House in the Heights. Those are all from 11 to 2 on Saturday. And from 4 to 7, you got Molly's Pub in the Woodlands. Also, the Bullpen will be broadcasting live from Kirby Ice House in the Heights on Saturday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. So you can play for your chance to witness history because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra. You want tickets? Michelob Ultra is for you. The official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
Enjoy responsibly. 2026 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents, excluding California and Washington residents. 21 plus. Begins on 2/1/26 and ends on 5/31/26. See official rules at www.michelobultra.com/rules for prizes and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
Houston's independent voice for sports. ESPN 97.5.
broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
I mentioned it, but we never got to it. The thing that Wembanyama did not do that people are taking him to task for is he did not speak to the media after the game. Just got out of there after the Spurs lost to the Thunder. That's more of a media thing for people to care about. I don't know that many fans care if you hear a player didn't talk. Like, there will be some Thunder fans, and if you're just a hater online, to go, oh, look at Wemby not talking to the media. But for the most part, whatever. It's okay. It's not a thing that bothers people. But, you know, if you're a media member or you position yourself as that, then you start to call him out for not doing it. We are media members. We will not call him out. It doesn't matter to me whether he talks or not. But it happened.
I will call him out, actually.
What's your biggest problem with him not talking to the media? And we did not mention this because you didn't mention it yesterday. Sean, who has family in San Antonio, was back in San Antonio over the holiday weekend. Yeah. And you were in the building for game three, Spurs versus Thunder.
Yeah.
You did not get to see the women who were standing behind or sitting behind Miss Johnson throughout the game that were featured on TV.
No.
You didn't see those women.
No, because they were close enough to be in the shot behind Mitch Johnson. And I was on the other side of the court in the 200 level. But yeah. What's it like
for a non-Spurs fan to sit there throughout that game? Now, it didn't go their way.
Yeah, it wasn't like whatever. It wasn't like game one.
Yeah, the experience of watching a conference finals game where you have no attachment to anybody, but you're there.
I will. Okay. Game three, and funny enough, game four started similar. The Spurs started the game on a 15-0 run, and the place is going bananas, obviously. And my only thought was like, I kind of hope OKC makes it close. I don't want to come here for a blowout.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have gone to game four, I would have been upset. I wanted to see basketball on high display. And I was mostly satisfied. It was like relatively close until the fourth. So that was nice. Packed house right at opening tip. That was weird.
Well, considering where you come from, sure.
That was weird. Yeah.
Not for that city.
We walked in as the Spurs intros were going on. So very early.
Did you get people staring at you? Like, why did it take you so long to get here?
No. But we were the last people in our row, too.
I bet.
to sit down.
Was it a shirt night?
It was a shirt night. Okay. Got a orange-ish Fiesta colored shirt.
Got it.
And will you ever wear it right now? Probably as like a sleep shirt kind of situation.
Got it. It's always like a double XL.
I have another one from – I went to a couple years ago. It was Wimby's rookie year. An in-season tournament game. So I have an in-season tournament highlighter yellow Spurs shirt.
What's it say on it?
In-season tournament 2024, 2023, or whatever.
So you were there, didn't go the Spurs way, despite how crazy it must have been when they jumped out to a big lead.
Coyote, awesome.
The Coyote's awesome.
Coyote. You got to see him in person.
Was there a Spurs employee positioned as a Thunder fan that they pulled a trick on or something? Did that happen in the arena?
I don't think so. No, they did in game four. They had a fake mascot.
You were there for game four?
No, okay. But I just saw the clip. That they had a fake Thunder mascot, and they had WWE superstar Mark Henry hit him with a chair.
Got it. Didn't Henry go after... Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking about. People are like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Well, Mark Henry happens to be at the game. You got to use him for something.
Yeah, come on.
So, Sean was at game three, didn't go the Spurs way, neither did game five. So, now game six, back in San Antonio with the Thunder, having a chance to close out that series.
I will not be going to game
six. You're not going to make the trip.
Yeah, just heads up.
Got it. So, maybe the Spurs have a chance to win. You're bad luck.
Yeah.
Did they win that in-season tournament game that you're at?
I don't think so.
They should ban you from the building.
I think. It was actually against Sacramento, and De'Aaron Fox went for like 45.
He did not go for 45 last night.
No.
Anything but. So maybe your people in San Antonio keep you out of the building for important games in regards to the Spurs. You're bad luck for that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Understood. You seem like the type that wouldn't be bothered. So Spurs, Thunder,
tomorrow. There's of course, things being written about the Rockets right now, and one of the things I saw, to no surprise of mine, the Rockets are far away from the Spurs and the Thunder. Thanks for that assessment. But it led me to look for something regarding one of the players people believe can be part of a potential Rockets championship team and who's up for a new deal, Willie's an extension. That's Amen Thompson. We talked about what he might get. Rockets known to negotiate, so they likely won't be giving him the max of what he's capable of earning. It's just not how they operate. But $200 million is still a nice chunk for Amen Thompson. His brother's, you know, drafted in the same class, up for an extension as well. The Pistons are more than happy to pay Asar Thompson, but not as much. And this is a projection from several places I've seen. One, I saw like 5 years, $150 million. This one on ESPN is 5 years, $162 million, which is comparable to what JD McDaniels signed. Well, there's no question who's a better twin now.
Yeah.
If Amen, even with negotiation, is getting about 40 more million per, or not per, but over the lifetime of the deal, versus his brother, Asar can't win any debates at this point. Right? I have a brother I'm not close to, not for anything that I or he did. It's just family situations. I didn't really know him growing up, and he doesn't live in this country. Sean, do you have a brother?
Yes.
Are you close with your brother?
Yes. We have a 10-year age gap, but yes.
Yeah, I think you've told me that before, but yeah. You're still close. If whatever the relative, could relatively speaking, to $40 million in your life could be, whatever it would be, if, and these are twins, but you mentioned the age gap. If there's a $40 million difference between the value of you and your profession,
like
there is no way you win a conversation going forward. Because all Amen has to do is go, well, come on.
I mean, it's like if we had the same job.
If he did what you did,
if he was like,
and one of you was valued at very similar companies, I mean, as far as how big they are, and one company was like, well,
max them out.
Yeah, we're giving him all we can. And another one's like, oh, let's talk about it. To you or vice versa. You can't win a conversation going forward. I mean, they will still have their battles, they're twins, but at the end of the day, Amen will just say, I mean, we do the same thing. I just do it to a much higher level. And
people
forget about what the teams think. The entire world thinks I should be making more money than you. You can't say anything to me going forward. It's over. All that, who's the stronger twin, who weighs more, this or that.
Who can do the most? Who can flip the water bottle first?
Say whatever battles that Asar has won over the course of their life together.
Yeah.
It don't matter anymore.
The Madden lifetime ratings go whatever. Out the window.
I'm sure if they're big in video games and sports video games, they may buy CFB 27. I don't care if they have a dynasty of all the Thompsons and they all play and Asar's dominant. It doesn't matter. Because when it comes down to it, Amen can buy more PlayStation 5s than Asar can.
He can buy one every day.
Yeah, Asar could too, but Amen would run out of money.
He could buy two every day.
Yes, Amen would run out of money at a far longer time than Asar would. It would take longer for that to happen. So it's an interesting dynamic. It probably won't bother them at all, but I know at any point you want to win bragging rights. Just tell your twin brother, I'm worth, according to NBA people, at least $40 million more than you.
And, you know, if I'm Rafael Stone, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Cashel Shepard doesn't look great right now.
But
I got the right twin.
I took the right Thompson.
I got the right twin.
I mean, it's going to cost me more, but I took the right one.
Would you rather have the good one or the one that...
I guess the question would be for the Rockets or anyone who likes to get into finances. Is the gap that big? That is $40 million more you got to pay one?
I think so. I mean, I pulled up their numbers. Amen Thompson, 19 points in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Asar Thompson, 8 points in the playoffs.
It's true.
There's just like...
There are some differences, certainly.
Yeah.
Both great defenders. We heard Kenny Atkinson say, you know how we run offense? We play on the side that Asar doesn't exist. We play offense that way. So very all defensive team, both of them made it. So they are very good players. One is just worth more, and one's bragging rights for now in perpetuity. From now and into perpetuity. Amen wins this one.
Yeah, not into perpetuity.
Well, yeah, because the next deal
will be another contract.
That's true. Asar might develop a jump shot and Amen won't, and then we'll have a different conversation.
Boom.
But for now,
No, it's,
we know who wins.
It's not exactly the Morai twins, the Morris twins that were like, give us what it was like the same contract and we'll divvy up the money. It was just like, what?
Yeah, what? You guys are too close now at this point.
But they're on the same team, which I think that moves Thompson's above the Morai in the twin ranking because you could trade for the other twin and get both on the team by the time they hit this point of their career.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you really can't trade for either one. Or, you know, the Rockets couldn't trade for Asar Thompson and vice versa without giving up stupid stuff.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're done for the day. Shout out to Amen. You win this one, buddy. This one in your favor. All right, since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
Do you want my dead mom's clothes?
No, sir. I don't. You know I don't. Don't ask me that question anymore. Much like the intern, stop asking questions. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.